At the end of John chapter 6, Peter makes his confession and says, "Where would we go?" And then Jesus warns him and the rest of the disciples that the "we" Peter is referring to are not all true disciples, that there was one among them who was a devil, a false disciple, a traitor disciple. He was a wolf among the sheep. And Jesus says, "I chose him. I let him in. I let him walk with me for a while. I let him in on the secret things." Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 6, verse 70 and 71, Jesus answered them, "Did I not choose you, the 12, and yet one of you is a devil?" He was speaking of Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, for he, one of the 12, was going to betray him. Now, why would Jesus do this? Why would Jesus choose Judas? Well, one reason why this happened was to fulfill Scripture. We can look in the Gospel of Matthew and Mark and Luke, and we can read where it says, "The Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed." What do we learn from this? We learn that John wants his readers to see and know that traitor disciples do not prevent the fame of Jesus going forward. There will be traitor disciples. There will be sheep among the wolves and wolves among the sheep who make it look like, for a time, that Jesus and his mission will be unsuccessful. But don't be afraid. Jesus knows all those who are truly his, and he will keep them until the end. And he also knows all those who are not his, and they will not diminish his fame one bit. In fact, they oftentimes and unknowingly work to magnify his fame. And so we love this truth because it can keep us from being discouraged, and it reminds us that nothing sneaks up on the Lord. And this helps us live in the comfort of his sovereignty. Today, when you pray, please pray for Paige Sanchez and her husband, Juan Carlos, our missionaries in Nicaragua. And also remember the French African LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Mali, Mauritius, Benin, Cameroon, Republic of the Congo, and Togo.